Ah, welcome to my inn, the Carriage Rest Inn, a place where the bard has tales that spin. As our weary travelers struggle to find their role in this world divided with souls that are full. Trust, confusion, loyalty are a greater foe than any arrow sprung from a bow. Who is dark, who is light, a constant battle over who is right. Listen as we begin here at the Carriage Rest Inn.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Carriage Rest Tales. I'm your host and Dungeon Master, Mike. We are in our new studio space, so to my left we have...
This is Nick. I will be playing Vasto, the half-orc barbarian.
What's up, everybody? This is Ryan. I'll be playing Bimus.
Hi, it's Sam, and I am playing Woods, the elven paladin ranger. And it's not awkward. It's different. Nick's in front of me now. So I just feel like there's some deep eye contact that just happened, and it startled me.
Mike, we got to work on that, I guess, since you're across from me.
Sending signals to each other.
We're in our Send signals to the DM.
In our new basement studio, and we have fun tables that kind of separate. So we're working on some mic bleed, and it's pretty cold down here.
Yeah, our DM and carpenter did a great job here.
We'll see how it works, and I'm sure we'll move it around some more. But for now, this is what we've got. In the world of Ivana, though, I think last we left off, Gnomus Vimus was invisible, spying on Abacadab, I think is how I said it last time.
Want to try that again?
Abacadab. You were spying on Abacadab, and he walked up a flight of stairs with a lava volcano or a lava waterfall. And at the top of it was Benson. He had just learned that Damien was the traitor. And he was going to tell Benson that he was eventually going to go tell the Harbinger about Damien. But I did want to describe that scene a little bit, unless there's something you wanted to do immediately.
No, I'm still eavesdropping, trying to collect as much intel as I can.
Okay. So to remind you, since it's been a few months for us since we played last, there were four. You're basically on a large cylindrical platform. And on the one side of it is a lava fall where the lava is just falling off. There are 14 archways. You see three of them are broken. Now, Gnomus, with your background as a traveling troop member, you have seen most of the cities of Ivana. Not all of them, but most of them. So you can make out that the view of each of these cities is from the perspective of the eyes of the great statues, aka the pillars of each city. As you're observing this scene, you hear Abacadabra say, "Ah, see, the old man is back. Is he a relative of yours?" And he motions over to the Amberton, or the Orc city. "I still can't believe what happened. What do the truthseers do? How can a full town just fall to Mordina?" Benson and Abacadabra walk over to the pillar showing Amberton, Vasa's hometown, where you see a single elderly man solemnly emptying a wheelbarrow of golden shards in front of a statue, stopping and saying a prayer after each one. In the background, you just see the city is completely deserted. You don't see anybody around. "I'm not sure what the true seers have done, but we must ensure it never happens again," Benson says. As you watch the old man, you see the golden shards slowly getting pulled towards the statue, where, with a faint light blue glow, they drop out of the arch and land into a stream of lava where they slowly drift toward that lava fall that you had walked up originally. As you are watching the scene, you notice two things. First, each time a shard passes through the archway, a light blue glow forms, kind of like a shimmer force field type. But then as you're watching that, since there's a few from Amberton that come through at a time, you notice that it looks like there's an ore vein, what I can best describe as an ore vein, running from the pillar directly under your feet towards the stairs where it goes out of sight.
So am I correct in saying when the gold shards from the city go through the center pillar, they first come through this room and then probably cascade down into that basketball court center room that we're trying to get into?
Exactly. Under each of the pillars, you see that there is a stream of lava. So you'd put together that as the pillars in each of the city suck in these golden shards, they fall into the lava, and then the lava flow takes into that central room.
Okay.
The second thing you notice is as you're watching one of these golden shards lazily float along the lava river, you see where it drops off the ledge and goes down that lava fall so it can start making its way to that central room. This forces you to finally turn around and look behind you for the first time, and you notice hanging directly over the lava fall, suspended by magic, is a very large archway showing the courtyard of Harbinger Square, which is Black Bay Harbor. Now, what you see when you look through that, unlike the other scenes where you see people milling around doing their daily things, but at Black Bay Harbor, you see rank upon rank of holy knights standing at attention, guarding the pillar.
I guess I'm going to continue to monitor for a couple more minutes, trying to gauge where I think Benson and Abba Kaba are headed, or kind of where their plans are. Like, is Benson going to go back to Black Bay Harbor? Is he staying here to monitor the 14 pillars or archways?
Okay, so as you are watching, you're going to overhear one more conversation between Damien and Abba Kaba. I can't believe Damien would betray us. Doesn't he see the aftermath of what happens when a pillar falls? Some people are just evil. Trust in our God and the world will be a better place. But I'm scared, Benson. What if more pillars fall? What if the truth seers win? Before he has a chance to say win, Benson sternly puts his hand on the mage's shoulder, and you see a wince cross the mage's face like he's gripping his shoulder tightly. Trust in our God, Abba Kaba, and the world will be a better place. We can still lose two pillars, and we are mere hours from restoring your hometown pillar. Abba Kaba is a human, so you would know he's referencing Karhang. We will win this war. In the soon, the world will be as majestic as our holy capital. With that, they both look up at the large archway, seeing that scene of all the Order of Light members protecting. It appears that these golems have almost completed repairing the Karhang pillar. So that's the other thing. I don't remember if you remember from last time. There were two large golems of light, kind of like the gladiators, but a little bit bigger. And they were repairing one of the quote-unquote broken pillars.
Okay. As long as that center pillar falls in Black Bay Harbor, the spell is broken. The other pillars falling is kind of a distraction for that to happen.
Damien was convinced that you would need to fell two more pillars plus the Black Bay Harbor pillar.
So right now there's three fallen, and in a couple hours there'll just be the two.
Yeah, one will be restored at Karhang, which you know from previous episodes is where Damien is leading the Harbinger of Creation. They originally had went to Trin and put that pillar together, but then you quickly redestroyed that, I want to say fake one or temporary one. And then they had continued on to Karhang where they were going to do that a second time.
Okay. Have they indicated how long it takes to reestablish a fallen pillar?
I don't think you would know that information.
Okay. So are they motioning of where they're going to go next? Like, as Benson said, I'm going to go back to Black Bay Harbor. I want you to report to somewhere else.
Go ahead and let's do, I want to say perception. It's mostly just for me to know if they'll talk about it
14.
Or not. Okay, so with your roll, I'll say that as you're watching them, it might take 15 minutes or so.
Oh, I wasn't going to wait that long. Okay. I was maybe in the next 5 minutes.
In the next 5 minutes, you would understand that Abakaba is going to stay up there with Benson until the pillar's reformed, and then he's going to step through that archway so he can go talk to the Harbinger creation.
Okay.
So in that conversation, you pick up that you can teleport by stepping through the archways.
One last question before I go back to my comrades. How far is it from the archway room I'm at now to where the door is that's being guarded by the two golems?
I would say probably 500 feet. If you were to take like the stairs down a couple of flights and then walk down the river a little bit, we'll say 500 feet between the two.
I'm going to sneak back to my comrades, pop out of invisibility, tell you all what I just heard. So I think we have a couple of hours here until another pillar is reestablished in Karhang.
Do you think we should wait? Or, okay, I know we talked about destroying the lava pit. Do you think we can do that and then also somehow get back to this room and teleport, each pick a door, and then go from the inside, destroy those towers?
Well, we would need a relic to do that. Or no, that's, we can use the, we can get inside the pillar and use a phase round, right?
Right now, you guys have the quote-unquote key, the relic, for Amberton.
Which is already destroyed.
Well, that one's still up.
Oh, it is still up.
The city's okay. Still there.
Oh, that's the one I just saw the old man in.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you know why that old man was putting all the shards in?
Did everyone on the Dorma side die and it was the Adina or Medina?
Yes. So, Amberton was the orc capital.
Oh.
And you know that Corgan, right?
Corgan, like, yeah.
He was in charge of trying to
break
through the orc band on the Dorma side.
Because we severely weakened them by you merging with your other half and then taking the relic weapon.
Yep. Okay. And then those warriors would have all fell to Corgan, which would have killed their Ivana half.
Right. Okay.
But you have the, going circling back, you have the relic for Amberton, which is the bow staff. You have the relic for Castrum, which is the bow, and Vive is in possession of a relic also.
The other bit of information I will give you is that I saw the mage Abakaba trigger the light golems. They motioned and did the same tick to go attack him, and he said the words Rakta,
great.
They stopped. So a plan could be, if we want to wait a couple hours for the pillars in Karhang to be finished, the mage is going to go through that archway, so he'll be gone if we don't want to deal with him. Otherwise, I think we try to sneak through that other gated door that's being guarded, try that Rakta, maybe you go in and see if you can get through that door.
I think...
Because I think we need to sabotage
this
place as much as possible.
To sabotage the arena, the lava arena, and then hoping that's going to draw everyone to that room and maybe somehow we can get ourselves each through our respective door. Because do we feel like Benson is going to stay there?
He didn't indicate where he was going, but I know the Mage Abakaba was going to go through the Karhang archway when it was completed, when the pillar in Karhang was completed in the next couple hours.
Do you think?
That's also where the Harbinger and Damien are headed.
Do you think Vaso, and she turns to Vaso, do you think you can distract Benson enough where we could sneak around and go through our respective doors?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to react.
Everybody roll a history check.
I don't remember anything. 3.
-1.
13.
Actually, 13. Technically zero. I rolled a one, and I have a negative one to history. So
zero, negative one, and 13.
Yeah. I had a three.
You had a three.
Bumps are average a little bit.
I don't know if you remember it yet, so I'll let the conversation go, and then I might ask you guys to roll again later. We'll find out.
Okay.
All I know is that our purpose for coming here was to try to destroy as many light shards as possible so that we can have an advantage in the final fight, whatever the final fight is. Because we know the Order of Light's using them. We know the Harbinger's using them for a greater purpose. Our mission is to end the spell. And that is by destroying the pillar.
In order to do that, we got to fell.
More pillars.
Two. What is it?
Well, there's three now. So I think there needs to be at least two and the final pillar.
Yeah.
So time is of the essence because they almost got one reconstructed.
Also, do we know if we use these relics, the relics disappear?
Yes, you would know from, I think it was Theron had touched the dagger and Trin to its relic and it had evaporated. So when you use the relics, they cancel each other out. That's how that magic gets dissolved.
And he also went crazy. So
what was the city that we felled with the...
with the dagger? Yeah. That was Trin, the Tabaxi city.
Okay.
She's going to look at both of you. I don't... and she's going to holding her bow. I don't know if I'm ready to let this go.
If we used a relic, are they able to reestablish that pillar? Is it permanent or...
You would know from the Trin experiment that Damien... the professor had created a temporary pillar, but he put a weak spot in it so it can be destroyed. So you do know they can repair them,
okay.
If given enough time. But all right. Things goes back to Vi trying to know how much time that was. You're unsure on that part.
But with him creating weak spots, we don't necessarily have to use the relic to destroy it, right? When they're like, you put a phase round in an area. Okay. I also found out through my conversation that the pillar in Black Bay Harbor secured out to the max.
Like they're fortified.
Yeah. It would take an act of a god, I think, to get in there.
Woods, like, flips her hair.
But I think no matter what happens, whatever we decide to do, our contingency plan is for you to teleport us to a temple.
Yep.
Because I'm in no shape to fight Benson right now.
I agree.
So my question is, can we fell these pillars from here, or do we have to go through the portal and then fell the pillar?
We have to.
We just got to get to the pillar.
I'm wondering if touching the relic through the portal would take it down. I mean, we could try it.
Before we get any further, because I have an idea, it might be a suicide mission for me. I want to approach, in the room we're in, there was like a glass window that was also being barricaded by that barrier.
Yep.
I'm going to go on it, put my hand on it, and just say Rakta and see if anything happens.
Nothing happens. Okay.
So if we get down to that door, if that's the route we take, I don't think the password's going to let us through.
We haven't tried breaking this, right? We've tried breaking it.
Yeah, you tried breaking it.
But not with my necrotic sickle.
I don't think you've tried that yet, no?
I want to... She looks at... And she pulls out her Lucha sickle. Should we try this?
It's worth a shot. I mean, now's our chance before we get any further.
I'm just going to... I'm gonna smash it. I'm going to try pulling out my, like, necrotic sickle and just, as hard as I can, hit it.
Okay. You would see a flash of magical energy, but it's rebounding off of, like, you don't make any dent or anything, and then it just pulses like you hit, like, a globe. Like, nothing happened.
Okay. Okay, we got to make a decision, boys. I say we sneak down to the door, disarm the guards, try to get in here, wreak as much havoc as possible, and then just see what happens. If they come, we're going to fight them. We can head to... I can teleport us. We got to make some moves. I feel like we're sitting here like ducks.
Yeah,
at
we
some point.
We need to move. Well, we know it's Benson and Abba Kabah are going to be in that room for at least another 2 hours.
Maybe if we start some damage, it'll draw them out.
Yeah.
And if any of us sees an opportunity to sneak away and get in that room, you sneak away, you go to the room, you find your door, you fell the pillar.
Okay. Who has those phase rounds?
Corgon gave me, I think, at least 10. I think you used one earlier, Woods.
Does it take one for a full round trip?
Yes, I believe so.
Can you give me one or two?
I can give you all two, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I have 9, so we each get 3.
There's this part of me that feels like this is the last time the three of us are going to be convened together for the rest of the ever.
So if we get separated and you can't teleport us out, where do you want to meet? Like, what's the contingency plan?
The cave, the elf cave. The, okay. The hidden elf cave that we've all been to. Yep. I think that's our rendezvous point.
Okay.
If we get separated, if we start going through portals and whatever, like, do what you can. We all know the mission is to do as much destruction as possible to end the spell and then just try to make your way back to the elf cave.
Okay. All right. So if you get back to the room with all the arches and 5 of them are felled, destroy the main one.
The Black Bay Harbor?
Yeah, the Black Bay Harbor one.
Okay. That's being heavily guarded. All right.
Okay.
That'll take care of our problem what to do next, because we'll all be dead. And then we'll turn to gold shards, and then we'll go through that, and then go down the lava pit and get in the room. Oh, success!
I feel like at that, Woods is going to like kind of wrap her arms around both of your necks and kind of like pull you both into a hug. And just... like it's starting to feel final, and it's starting to feel like we all have this mission and we're all in it, and she just doesn't know where this is going to go.
Not to throw a wrench into our plan, but because that's, you know, what this whole episode's going to be before we do anything, we could try to talk to Benson, and if he comes at us, just teleport us out of there, see if we can get him on our side.
We're not getting him on our side.
Okay, all right. We're going down the hallway.
Woods is going to kill him.
You all do what you think you need to do. I motion to Woods and Basso.
I feel like we're going to take 2 steps out. We're going to walk into Benson.
I thought I heard you talking down here.
You guys love to have lots of planning sessions in general as a table.
I'm trying to...
Literally before this, I texted, like, guys, we can't spend the entire time planning. So we had a plan.
What I said was our original plan, right?
Yeah, let's go.
All right,
we're stealthily walking down
the hallway.
Go ahead and roll some stealth checks.
22.
17.
18.
Wow, you guys are pretty quiet. You're making your way. You haven't alerted the guards outside of that archway to the arena, but you will have to step in front of them. Get, let's say, within 20 feet of them, but then you know you're going to be seen by them.
I step in front and I say, Rokta.
Okay. And then you see them turn to you and you step out. When you say Rokta, they do like a little head nod and then put their swords back up at attention.
I'm going to walk up. Is there a door or is it just an archway?
It's just an archway with a little stream of lava running through the middle of it.
I am going to walk through the archway.
Okay. You are that NPC, like, in video games when they're trying to walk through a wall.
Keep watching.
The camera's looking above.
Can I reach down and pick up pluck out a golden shard?
Yes, you can. There are some floating around.
I'm going to grab a handful of them.
Go ahead and roll a religion.
12.
Tell me about this flashback of this person that you touched their shard for. Just one quick scene from their past.
I pick it up and I instantly see like wheat, like fields kind of like amber flowing, and I like it's the same height as me, right? So like, I hear like giggling kind of in the background, and I turn around and I see just like a bunch of orc children like running and kind of chasing me, and I realize like I'm moving and I'm like running through this like this wheat stalk as a child.
And then you're just get that one quick scene, and then you're back holding a shard in this place. What are you gonna do with the shard?
I'm gonna kind of smile a bit at it. And then I'm going to hold it out and try to walk through the entranceway, like hoping this will like unlock the door.
Okay. Yeah. As you're walking with in front of you, the shard passes through just fine. As soon as your hand reaches it, there's like a force field. So you can like push the shard through just fine, but you physically can't follow it.
I'm going to pull out my sword that I got from Dorma, on the Dorma side.
Okay.
And I'm going to extend it and try to like cut through the shield with it.
The sword passes through just fine, but when your hand reaches, your hand stopped.
Okay.
So similar to the shard, it appears that this sword can pass through this thing.
And but it's not piercing it or anything.
It's not piercing it. It's just kind of passing through like one of the golden shards.
We can't get through the force field. This is not the right plan.
Okay. So our only other option is to explore the other part of this or go jump through a archway or go back and try to refigure this one.
I mean... And she turns to Vaso. You want to go see Uncle Benny?
Let's do it. Does anybody have a spell that can make me invisible?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Woods does not want to give up her bow.
You may have to.
Well, get over yourself. This is much bigger than a bow staff.
I know. She just feels like she's going to need it in order to fight the Harbinger of Creation. That's the problem.
Once you fell the...
I mean, I guess it's only two. I'm only adding two more. It's not that big of a deal. If I feel like I give my bow away, I'm going to lose my power. No.
No.
It's just a plus two. Okay, so it's actually not that big of a deal because I'll have a plus 11 instead of a plus 13. She's deeply connected to this thing.
I'm aware. It's like it's a holy relic.
And she's got a little bit of power. You put that through someone's veins, it's hard to take it away.
If you two can go fell the other pillars, I feel confident I may have the means to fell the Black Bay Harbor pillar.
You feel confident?
Yeah. We don't have time to discuss it, but if you two can do it.
I'm killing Benson. And then she just starts walking.
All right, so I'm going to cast invisibility on those two.
Let's go.
All right,
so you two are invisible. I'm hanging back.
Go ahead and roll your stealth checks at advantage because you are invisible.
24.
18.
Okay, yeah, you guys are both able to beat the passive. I'm just using passives for Benson and Abakaba since they're not expecting to be looking for people in this highly secure facility. You guys get to the top of the staircase. So same thing, you are winding up this vertical lava tube where you have this lava cascading down. You get to the top and you see a platform with 14 pillars. Three of them are dark. One of them is being worked on by two very large golems. And you see Benson and Abakaba just talking.
I'm going to walk to the Kestroon pillar.
Yep.
And I want to stick my Lucha bow through it.
Your Lucha bow looks like it's going through a portal. You're still holding it in your hand.
Screw it. I'm walking through.
Would you find yourself in the bustling city of Kestroon? You're still invisible. Let's see. It would be nighttime. I think you guys went there. So Kestroon's on the other side of the world. So it's morning-ish.
Okay.
It'll probably be evening. And people are out milling around. You are still invisible, though, so they don't know you're there. You turn around and you see that there is a statue of a elf outside of what there would be the local chapter of the Order of Light.
And then I know I have to get inside of the statue, correct?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to continue my stealth around it. Is there anyone guarding it?
Nope. Unlike what you were expecting when you saw Black Bay Harbor, no one's really on guard at this location.
All right, I'm going to... can I walk around it to see if I find like an entrance to it?
Yeah, you can.
Do I roll investigation?
Roll investigation.
And simultaneously, Vasa is going through his arch.
I assumed,
this is happening at the same time. So
15.
I'd say you would probably see the same thing that was at the Trin statue, where up on the top of it, you see that there's like around like the shoulder joints, there's some cracking just from the statue not being maintained at the higher elevations. So you know that that'd be a weak spot in the statue.
All right, I'm going to climb up it.
Vasa, you're getting ready to walk into the Amberton portal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the same scene of this elderly orc. You'd probably recognize him as some villager that was retired from something. And he's just bringing in wheelbarrow of golden shards.
Okay.
This is what you see before you go in. Are you still planning on going in?
Yes.
Okay. You step into very familiar town square of Amberton. You know it's right next to the local chapter of the Order of Light. Mm-hmm. And it is dead quiet. All that you hear is this wheelbarrow creaking, bringing golden shards. And then if you wait around long enough, you'd see the old man empty the shards. Each shard he puts down, he says a prayer. That's what you would see.
Vato is just now realizing that everybody in his hometown is dead. So he's shocked. He's kind of numb. He doesn't know what to do. He's just standing still.
Hey guys, it's Sam. Oh, we are almost done wrapping up season 4 and the entire storyline. We are so excited and thankful that you guys have been on this journey with us. We want to do a bit of a mailbag. If you have questions about the storyline, the world, the podcast, us as players, we would love to answer those for you as a little season finale. Regardless of where you are in the story, if you're starting with season 1 or if you're right with us at season 4, go ahead and send in your questions either on Instagram at @carriagerusttalesdnd or shoot us an email at podcast@carriagerusttales.com. As always, give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet on your favorite podcast platform. Share our podcast with a friend. We are so grateful for all of you as listeners. We cannot thank you enough. We are so excited that you've been on this journey with us, and we can't wait to wrap this story up. I hope you guys enjoy it. I am going to, I decided I'm going to stand right where I am, and I'm going to cast Moonbeam on the statue to destroy it.
I like it. So you're going to pop out of invisibility. Did you walk behind?
Yeah, you said I could kind of see, I gave it like a lap around, and then I saw where the kind of crack, the weakness point was, so I'm going to center my Moonbeam on that weakness point.
Go ahead and roll an intelligence check for me real fast.
1.
Okay. You walked all the way around. You found your weak spot. You see it up in the shoulders. You cast Moonbeam. Bimus, what are you doing while they're doing all this? Did you put the crown on, or what's going on your side after you cast invisibility?
I would have casted invisibility on myself just with a spell, though, so I can see everything.
So you're just observing from the platform?
Yes.
Then all of a sudden you see Woods just miraculously appear right in the middle of this like portal vision, casting Moonbeam because she decided to cast it right in front of the statue. And you immediately see Abba Kebab. You're like, what the? What is that? Oh, no. And start running towards that portal.
So as I cast Moonbeam, I am letting it destroy, and it's kind of like the exact same time I want to stick out Lucha's bow inside of it.
So Abagaba is able to dive through the portal before it collapses. So you did collapse the costume pillar. On the inside, Vibe, you see it just go dark.
Okay.
But you do notice that there was a, I want to say like a tremor, like an earthly tremor as the portal just starts to collapse and fall in on each other.
What's Benson doing?
He is now on high alert. So he is standing. He would probably actually put his back to you because he's watching the other pillars.
Okay.
He necessarily doesn't know that somebody snuck past him. He just,
you just think they showed up there.
They showed up there.
Okay.
Okay, so Vasto, you know, he's kind of, you know, still kind of numb, but he knows he's got a mission to do. So he's just going to look around and he's going to look for the statue. Does he see it?
Yep. Turn around and you see the statue.
Okay. Is there any weak spots or?
Go ahead and roll your investigation check as you walk around the statue just like Woods did.
Rolled a one.
You rolled a one? Okay. I'm going to say, I don't think you would find any weak spots. So you would notice that the orcs of Amberton have done a lot better job at upkeeping their statue. So you're even having people climb to the tops and replace old clay and fixing it up and all that. You do know that it's hollow and you know that you'll be able to break through it eventually, but you don't see any weak spots to take advantage of.
I'm going to look around. Are there any like big structure or like not structure, but like maybe like a catapult or something that I could use to?
Nope, I don't think so.
Just an old man in his wheelbarrow.
So he knows what he's got to do now. He's got to bash through it. So he's going to take out his, I guess his bow staff. He's going to go in the rage and he's going to start pounding into it.
Son, what are you doing? Don't do, son, you can't do that. And then you're going to start having this old man pulling at you, trying to get your attention. They pull you away from it. You don't upset the gods. They're taking care of our, I know we had a loss, but you can't just break things. You need to heal your heart. You just can't. You need to trust in the gods and they'll fix this. Please stop.
He's gonna keep pounding away.
Okay, he's old man's gonna try to then force his way into between yourselves, like make himself a barrier.
Okay, I'm gonna just push him out of the way.
Go ahead and roll a strength check. You have advantage because you were enraged.
Old man strength.
16.
You push this old guy off to the side and he falls to the ground and you hear a snap. You hear me? Oh, and he's holding his hip and he's trying to now like crawl forward. Like, son, you have to stop. Don't upset the gods anymore. We must have done something to upset them, or else we wouldn't have been. What? Stop.
I'm gonna be like, you have no idea what you're talking about, and just gonna keep. It's like, tell me about Dorma. Do you know anything about Dorma? And then he's gonna keep.
Keep pounding away. Okay, I'll say you probably have to remove the old man at least one more time because he'll eventually crawl up there.
Yeah,
he's definitely trying his best. You see he's very religious in nature, especially with how he was doing the wheelbarrow and all that stuff. But then eventually you get through it enough that you'll be able to see the floating golden bow staff on the inside that you know you need to touch with your bow staff.
Okay, I'm going to stick it through.
Stick it through, touch, and then same thing that happened to Theron. The rest of the pillar just explodes with power and kind of pushes you back in the old man. Maybe hear another snap and now his shoulder's dislocated.
Oh, man.
But you do see the pillar fall. Vimus, you see another shudder go through this complex as the thing starts to collapse. Vaso. You fall the pillar at Amberton, and just like all the other times a pillar has fallen, there's Denoa on the other side of the pillar. And there's not nearly as many because the city was pretty much decimated already. So you kind of sense that the pull of Denoa was a lot less because the city really wasn't vibrant anymore. But you do have an elderly man who can't run, and he's now getting surrounded by Denoa. What is Osav / Vaso going to do in this situation?
This is like the coin.
It is like the coin.
Except
a little broken bit more morbid.
Yeah. Dented coin.
I'm going to pick up the old man.
Yep.
And run away from the Denoa.
All right, sounds good. So you pick up this elderly man. I'll say he's screaming in agony for the first couple of minutes before he slumps over and you sense that he probably passed out. Yeah. And you are able to outpace the Denoa because they seem to be a lot more interested in the collection of golden shards that were on the ground. And you see him just pounce on these golden shards and start pulling them apart. Or trying to pull them apart, but they can't destroy them. Woods, you fell the pillar, but out of your moonbeam comes diving this mage. And he immediately is going to cast a spell on you. Take 19 force damage as you're hit with 5 magic missiles.
I'm going to shapeshift into my full deity form. I'm going to hover 10, 15 feet above the ground, wings out, harnessing Lucha, harnessing Sol Pelor. I'm going to channel divinity, and I'm going to read his thoughts. So I need him to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw, I got a 17.
Okay, that passes. So I realize I'm not a match for him in my current situation, and I'm literally just going to levitate above the ground, stare him down, and teleport. So I just poof away straight to the Temple of Silpilar.
That leads us down to Divus. You are in a position. There are now 5 fallen pillars. Benson is distracted, looking at the other pillars, wondering when the next attack is going to come. But you do see him twitching, so you might sense he is on high alert right now.
Vimus knows what he needs to do. He just doesn't know how to do it. So before he jumps into action, he's trying to separate his thoughts one last time. So he's in Gnomus form, thinking about playing with his troop. He's thinking about Grace. He's thinking about his friends. Feeling pretty good that this is what he needs to do. And then the Vive part of him is thinking about his upbringing, how he was mistreated, the world sucks. He's ready to do it. So now he's like merged back together with these like positive thoughts of like, this is what I need to do. And he's jumping through the Black Bay Harbor.
I need you to give me a strength check though, because it is quite a jump. Because it's, if you remember, it's hovering over the open air.
Wouldn't that be like acrobatics or something?
You can use your feline acrobatics. You guys did pick the right person to make this jump. Well, granted, the other two could fly, but you know, let's choose the guy that has to jump it.
We're going for action here.
Action scene.
Theatrical.
You're still invisible, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just making sure I don't have anything. This may complicate it. Where is Benson in relation to the portal for the Black Bay Harbor?
I'm picturing this being like a 90-foot diameter platform that he's on. He'd probably be in the middle, so he'd be 45 feet from the edge. You need to jump off that edge. Does that make sense? Just to put it as a...
So I'm not jumping for height.
You're jumping for distance.
18 plus 6, 24.
Okay, yeah, you can easily make the distance. Well, not easily. It's a stretch. You're nervous.
Well, yeah, there's a lot riding on this jump.
Yep. But I leaped. Leap through, and you shoot out in Black Bay Harbor. And I'm going to say you bump into the back ranking member. And you're invisible, though. So go ahead and roll a dex to see if you just graze him or if you're full on, like, knocking this guy over.
13.
I'm going to say you knock into him enough that he gets, like, shifted. Like, he knows somebody hit him. And he turns to his buddy. He's like, "What? What's up? Why are you pushing me?" And he's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't push you at all. We're just standing here." It's like, "Somebody pushed me." And you start getting a commotion, trying to figure out what's going on. And now there's going to be some movement. Go ahead and roll your stealth.
Yeah, I was immediately, like, tumbling back.
Yep. So go ahead and roll it just to see if you get caught up with anybody, though. Like
a stealth check.
Yeah, I'm just using it as, like, a tumbling check. But I feel like you're being stealth-based. It makes sense.
15 plus 9. 24.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to back out, dive out of the way to avoid all of the people that are now turning and starting to make like a little scuffle of, you could tell they're probably fed up about being on guard duty on this post that nothing's happening yet. And they just have to be standing here for the last week.
Okay. So while they're shuffling, can you paint the scene for me? There's the pillar in the center.
Yep. Everybody is facing out.
Is it just one row of guards?
It would be rows of guards on all four cardinal directions.
How much space is between the statue and the closest row of guards?
Probably do 10 feet.
All right. I'm wondering if I use a phase round, can I get closer and pop out?
Yep, I'd say you were able to step off the number of steps it would have taken to get there, and then you make those same steps, so you think you're inside the pillar. Go ahead and roll an intelligence check to see how good you are at maintaining that distance while, like, phasing in and out of things.
19.
All right, yeah.
Green's rolling hot.
You're able to get the distance down correct.
I'm not going for speed. All right.
So you pop back in to the pillar. You pop into Ivana. You had forgot that the floor of the pillar was a portal. So you pop into Ivana at the pillar and immediately get teleported through the floor, through the gate, and you are now falling down this lava pit. And you're going to first take, let's do 3d6. All damage.
10.
All right, so you take 10 bludgeoning damage.
So I fell.
Yeah, you fell into a pool of lava.
Can I pop a phase round when I go to, like, instantly to Dorma?
You can pop a phase round.
Yeah, I'm just popping another phase round.
So mid-fall, you pop a phase round to get back into Dorma, and you hit the ground hard, and there is still lava in this area, so go ahead and roll d20 to see how lucky you are.
I think my luck's about to run out. 7.
You land in a smaller pool of lava, but it's not that deep. So just your bottom has to get burned pretty bad. So let's go ahead and roll.
Does it take all your hair off the bottom of your body?
I'm like Foghorn Leghorn when he gets bombed by the chicken hawk.
I said, boy.
47 fire damage. I'm feeling like this is Anakin. I feel like this is Anakin Skywalker moment here.
I have one hit point.
Oh my gosh.
So you crawl out of this lava pit. All of your lower half is burned. Maybe have a broken ankle from the fall, but you are safe in Dorma.
As this story pulls on your soul, in the end, we hope it is full.
Hey guys, it's Mike, your host and Dungeon Master at Carriage Rest Tales. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you are enjoying the content and you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review. It's really going to help us grow our listenership and be able to reach more people. I also want to give a special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing the background music for today's episode.